I've said many nasty things about the Dalton McGuinty government's performance in its last 2 or 3 years, but I never dreamed of this. That one of Dalton's friends, one of Kathleen Wynne's friends, one of the people they trusted to help run the government and design education programs, has been charged with secretly making child pornography, and there is a London connection to the story. We'll be exploring that a little later on this morning. Benjamin Levin now facing charges not only of having the stuff, this child pornography, but producing it, and Dalton had no idea. Kathleen Wynne had no idea. I'm just asking the question, what does that say about them, that they had no idea that one of the people that they trusted to help them with the big decisions was doing this kind of stuff? Should they have known he was doing child porn? Probably not. But we trust people in positions of power to make sure that they carefully screen the people they work with. As one critic puts it,
I mean, I'm reading the charges here. Child pornography, counseling to commit an indictable offense, and agreeing to or arranging for a sexual offense against a child. This kind of monster, if those charges end up being proven, we're allowing a person like that to be on a transition team for the government of Ontario. These Liberals have to go, Andy. There's a moral deficiency that has crept into government, and they need to go.
We'll be asking you about that story in the next hour. Should we judge Dalton McGuinty? Should we judge Kathleen Wynne more harshly because they did not know the monster, according to the police, that they had working in their tent?
You're listening to London Today with Andy Uthman. If you'd like to join the conversation, you can email londontoday@cjbk.com or call 519-643-1290.
I mean, I'm reading the charges here. Child pornography, counseling to commit an indictable offense, and agreeing to or arranging for a sexual offense against a child. This kind of monster, if those charges end up being proven, we're allowing a person like that to be on a transition team for the government of Ontario. These Liberals have to go, Andy. There's a moral deficiency that has crept into government, and they need to go.
Who'd have thunk it? Who'd have thunk it? A person charged with, and we stress, charged with possessing and even producing child porn. Friend of Dalton McGuinty, tight with the McGuinty government, now tight with the Kathleen Wynne government, although they are desperately backpedaling, saying, no, barely know the guy. Haven't talked to him in a long time. What a story this is. Benjamin Levin is a professor at the University of Toronto and a former deputy education minister. Charged with very serious criminal charges, and there is a London connection to the story. Yes, there is a London connection to the story. We don't know exactly what it is, but detectives with the police in London were also involved in the probe, and three police forces exchanged information about it. I'm only seconds into the story, and already the phone is lighting up. Tony, you familiar with this story?
Sufficiently to say the real problem is who is going to do the research to find out how much this professor has to do with the sexual education of young children in the province. And how, if it is, then he is in bed with Premier Wynne, and Andrea Horvath is exactly on signal with these type of thinking. And so is Ken Curran. We've got four people there. Some of them pretend to be enemies, but they're not.
You ever had a friend who it was discovered later had a skeleton in the closet that shocked you?
Everybody has. But put that aside. Are we human beings? Are we men? What do we do? Find out exactly so that you can show people that Premier Wynne and this individual, that's their thinking. Because once you are educated, according to her brief, there is no real seriously wrong with anything you do. there's nothing wrong with what this professor is doing, according to if he grew up being taught by Premier Wynne.
I'm trying to follow your logic. You're not suggesting that Premier Wynne is in any way endorsing child pornography.
Yes. But if you grew up learning what Premier Wynne wants you to learn as a child, you won't have any problems with what this professor is doing. You will not have any moral sense in the way we used to think of it. And we have Ken Curran, who is on his side, and Andrea Horvath and the NDP party are 100% behind this thinking. So this little problem with the police right now is nothing compared to what we should be able to see clearly now, who our people are who are running this society right now.
Well, that's an interesting comment. Tony, I appreciate the call. I want to share with you the way Ed Wilmot handled the story, and then I'm going to get some reaction from the head of the Freedom Party of Ontario. But first, here's the story as we ran it this morning.
There's all sorts of distancing moves coming this morning from Premier Wynne's office after a member of Wynne's transition team was charged yesterday with child pornography. 61-year-old Benjamin Levine of Toronto, also served as a deputy education minister from 04 to 07, is facing five charges. Levine is currently a professor at the University of Toronto. He was arrested yesterday after police executed a search warrant at his home following an online child exploitation investigation. He's been remanded in custody until July the 10th, when he will appear for a bail application.
Very, very interesting story. The story broke yesterday at noon, just as I was wrapping up London Today at 12 noon. Moments later, I talked to the president of the Freedom Party of Ontario, Paul McKeever. I want to share that conversation with you now, and I asked him what his reaction was to the story.
I'm stunned. I'm absolutely stunned. I don't know what the screening process here is in this top-level Liberal team that's running the province, but we're allowing people who, I'm reading the charges here, child pornography, counseling to commit an indictable offense, and agreeing to or arranging for a sexual offense against a child. This kind of monster, if those charges end up being proven, we're allowing a person like that to be on a transition team for the government of Ontario. These Liberals have to go, Andy. There's a moral deficiency that has crept into government, and they need to go.
Not the first offense for the Liberal team?
No, just in recent months we've had, for example, a complete non-response when a Toronto teacher posted on a wall inside his classroom for 7 months an adult-level poster that used explicit four-letter words and graphic imagery, and I'm talking nudity. In a grade 7 class, it was left up for 7 months. The teacher was left, I think it was on assignment for a few days, and then brought back in. He's still teaching now, although I understand that he's now under investigation. Yet the Wynne government is doing nothing about this. Instead, she wants to press ahead with a more, I can't remember what the wording is, but a more liberal sex ed agenda. And I'm in favor of making sure children understand sexuality, but not in favor of some of the things that were in the 2010 plan that the Liberals put forward that was rejected by, wisely, I think, at the time, by the McGuinty government. Now it looks like Kathleen Wynne has said she's making it a priority. I don't know who's setting priorities in policy in this Liberal government, but they've got to go, Andy.
What shocks you most about this word today? I mean, here's a guy, it's hardly like he's a spectator or a guy who carries Kathleen's bags for her. He was appointed to her transition team, served as deputy minister of education from 04 to 09. I mean, this is an insider if there ever was one.
And that's the most troubling part. This is a University of Toronto professor, but he's, deputy minister of education. That basically means, as deputy minister, he was the top bureaucrat overseeing education. And anybody who's seen, that British series, Yes Minister, knows, it's actually the bureaucracy that makes the policies, presents them to the elected officials for approval. So this fellow basically from 2004 to 2009, and keep in mind, those are the years when they set out this radical sex ed agenda that Ms. Wynne wants to bring back in. Those were the years when that policy was drafted under his lead. And so now this fella was put on her transition team. She can't help but know. She can't help but know what kind of radical ideas this fella has. And that this is coming up now, these criminal charges, is hardly surprising to me.
Wow. Well, politics is never boring. There's a landmine around every corner, it seems, especially for the Liberals these days. Paul, appreciate you joining us this morning. Wow. He makes some very, very interesting allegations that the sex ed agenda, which Kathleen Wynne is now promoting, was designed during the period in which this man, this professor, now charged with child porn, possession of, and even creating child porn, was the Deputy Minister of Education. So was this policy, in fact, influenced by a pedophile, by someone who is now facing very, very serious criminal charges? I want to come back to the National Post article this morning, which gives some background on this story. It reads, a University of Toronto professor who is a noted expert in teaching and learning, a former provincial deputy education minister, a member of Ontario Premier Kathleen Wynne's transition team, was arrested Monday after an international child pornography and child exploitation probe. The Toronto Police Sex Crime Unit arrested 61-year-old Benjamin Levin at his Toronto home, immediately began a search for computers and digital media. His arrest was called a bombshell by education advocates because of Mr. Levin's international renown. In fact, police timed their raid carefully to account for his heavy travel schedule. Last month, he was in Norway, France, and Victoria for speaking engagements. In May, he was in China and Alberta. So here is a world-renowned education expert who helped design the sex education policies, which Kathleen Wynne is now about to promote in Ontario, facing child pornography charges. Does that trouble you? 643-1290. Here's the London connection. Detectives with police in London, Ontario, were also involved in the probe, and three forces exchanged information. Mr. Levin's extensive involvement in education was a concern for police, who had to determine if he had school access or access to school-age children. With this type of investigation, given that he has allegedly been communicating with people with a sexual interest in children, explicitly describing how to groom a child or how to perform sexual assault on a child, it was concerning, says Detective Constable Blackadar. Mr. Levin faces four charges. Police allege he made child pornographic images available on two occasions and created child pornography by the written word. Listen to this quote. Basically, says the officer, he has allegedly described in a very graphic and detailed manner the sexual abuse of a child at the hands of an adult. He is also charged with counseling another person on how to commit a sexual assault on a child. He also faces the unusual charge of making agreement or arrangement to commit a sexual assault on a person under the age of 16. This is an absolutely, absolutely shocking story. Even if this man was a nobody, even if this man were a nobody, but to think that he was the Deputy Minister of Education, one of the most powerful figures in the education ministry for several years under the premiership of Dalton McGuinty is, well, it's chilling is what it is. Let's go to the phones and get your thoughts. David, what are your thoughts?
I'm a bit horrified. Just horrified. And now we're going to elect a liberal here in London who was part of this all? He was a negotiator for the unions. Where is Andrea Horvath? When is she going to stand up for families and children?
Andrea Horvath is actually in London today.
Ask her. Call her and ask her. They talk about families and all their promotion. Come on. Who's gonna protect children?
This story is too hot to handle, David, because most people are simply saying, well, he's just charged, There's just allegations.
I am completely sickened that a deputy minister of education who promoted this stuff. Oh, my. It's sickening. It's truly sickening for all of us.
Do you think there is a link between the kinds of activity that Benjamin Levin is charged with, describing in a very graphic and detailed manner the sexual abuse of a child at the hands of an adult? Do you think there's in any way a link to any policies that were designed and rejected during the Dalton McGuinty years and which are now being brought back by Kathleen Wynne?
There's certainly a link. And it's too frightening for all of us to believe it can be true.
David, I appreciate the call. We're going to continue this after the 10 o'clock news. This is a huge story, and I want to get your thoughts on how we should respond to this. keeping in mind these are just charges, innocent till proven guilty, but that too has its limits. To think that this man may have had anything to do with any education policy in the province of Ontario is simply chilling. More of your calls when we come back after the 10 o'clock news right here on London Today on News Talk 1290 CJBK.